This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. An agreement has been reached on a spending bill to fund the government for the remainder of the current fiscal year. The bill provides a total of just over $1 trillion for the government, including $20.9 billion in discretionary funding for USDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and Farm Credit Administration. That's $350 million more than the fiscal year 2013 enacted level. The bill is expected to start moving through the House as early as today. A joint release from Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Barbara Mikulski, House Appropriations Committee Chair Hal Rogers, Senate Appropriations Ranking Member Richard Shelby, and House Appropriations Ranking Member Nita Lowe calls the agreement a solid piece of legislation that meets the guidelines of the Ryan Murray deal, keeps the government open, and eliminates the uncertainty and economic instability of stopgap governing. Weighing in at 5 pounds, unmanned aircraft have a bright future in farming. That's according to agronomist Kevin Price of Kansas State University.
The technology will easily pay for itself very quickly. Even a 1% savings will be a great savings to the farmer. But we think you can do closer to 2-3% by improving their ability to put down fertilizer in the right places at the right time and save on their fertilizer costs and catch diseases earlier before it costs them a lot more to treat.
Speaking at the American Farm Bureau annual convention, Price sees the primary farm application for drones as mapping tools to determine where fields need attention.
The first step will be that once they get the imagery, they can just start looking at it and saying, there's a bad spot in my field. I need to go figure out what's going on there. So you can use it, even a low-level processing, just as a crop scouting tool to start determining where there might be a problem.
Price says that privacy issues are important and shouldn't be minimized, but he says he would not like to see the technology held up while new laws are written.
My feelings are that most of the laws are already out there, the privacy laws, and what we need to do is make sure that people understand those laws and that if people are violating them, then they should be punished for violating those laws.
Price adds that farmers who use drones, in his words, should be good neighbors. Generally, if agriculture is compared to Las Vegas, it's because making a go of it is always a gamble. But Oklahoma State professor Dr. Jason Lusk found another comparison in the famous Las Vegas ad campaign.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say that, at least historically, production agriculture has operated in much the same way. What happens on the farm stays on the farm.
But Lusk told a crowd at the American Farm Bureau's 95th annual convention in San Antonio that the days of consumers being content with that are all over. That new interest has led to some criticism of conventional agriculture.
What's being proposed as an alternative? If they don't like this, what should we do? And their solution, often when you read these narratives about food, is that we've got to basically return to nature. Let's give up all this technology.
But Lusk said that most of those arguments are based on shaky science and are often based on scare tactics to help sell books and magazines and offer up a romanticized reality of the old days on the farm.
I think if we were honest with ourselves, what we'd see is a change in technology has actually been quite positive. It's given us more food, higher quality food, and not only do we spend less income on our food today than our grandparents did, we eat a lot better too, even if we don't like to admit it.
But with 9.6 billion mouths to feed by 2050, Lusk argues that every technology is vital to today's farmers and ranchers, and it's up to them to prove that to consumers so that technology can continue to help feed the world.
According to the United Nations, about 800 million people today in the world go hungry. Most of these people live on some of the most impoverished places on Earth. If we're going to talk about the morality of food, I think foremost in our minds must be the ability of people, especially the poor, to eat.
Dr. Jason Lusk, Oklahoma State professor. County and state farm bureaus can use the newly launched Our Food link to reach consumers of all ages and backgrounds with information about today's agriculture. Terry Gilbert, chair of the American Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee, says consumer outreach is more important than ever because the average American is now at least three generations removed from the farm. A planning toolkit was distributed during the American Farm Bureau Federation's 95th annual convention this weekend to help Farm Bureau members start thinking about projects that will engage people in their communities. Suggested activities range from outreach at supermarkets or farmers markets to hosting interactive booths at community events, speaking with lawmakers and neighbors about food, and visiting classrooms to help students understand agricultural topics. With the launch of the program, Gilbert says the new hope is to enhance and energize the efforts of Farm Bureau members as they help people connect with sources of clothing, food, shelter, and energy in their communities. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Long-term care can often mean long-term debt, but when you add the long-term care benefit option to a new whole life policy from Country Financial, you can withdraw the policy's death benefit while you're living to help pay nursing home or other qualified care expenses. Ask me, Wayne Schaefer, about our long-term care policies that offer even more protection. To find out more about long-term care coverage, contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
The new year means a fresh start, and the freshest start of all is farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For years, Prairie Farms has taken top honors at the Illinois State Fair and has always stood for quality. Prairie Farms pure creamy butter, real sour cream, Prairie Farms half and half, French onion dip, yogurt and milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. They're all the best and available at your local grocers. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with five new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines, there are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Truckers everywhere are struggling to cope with the hours of service regulations that are preventing them from effectively doing their job. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association to find out more.
Yeah, there's a couple things going on here right now. Right now, especially though, if you haul propane because of the bad weather, we've had an emergency declaration in place in Illinois and the surrounding states. For propane haulers, where they're exempt from a lot of the federal regulations, especially hours of service. Because of the fact that it's very difficult, a lot of the propane is on what they call allocation. So getting propane is difficult. When you get to a terminal to get it, you may have to wait 5 hours in line to get your truck filled. So this has been a real issue, and the exemption that's out there right now has been renewed on a weekly basis by Illinois, and the surrounding states have been doing the same thing. Iowa finally jumped in and gave their exemption late last week. They have not been providing exemptions, but they are now. So that's one thing in terms of hours of service. The other thing is this whole issue of the present law that's in place basically says you have, you're mandated to take a 34-hour break. And when you take it and how you take it has been really narrowed down to the point that it's very difficult for a truck operator to be able to run efficiently and follow these rules. And this is going to be an issue that they're going to talk about at the convention, I'm sure, with Administrator Farrell, because companies cannot, I don't think that they a lot of companies have, but many still have not realized that the efficiency has gone out the window with this, because they're saying when you take a break, you got to be off this time to that time, and you can't waver from that. Well, it just doesn't work for a lot of trucking operations, especially a lot of companies that have an agricultural bent to it. Because if you're hauling grain or if you're moving other agricultural commodities, especially, you know, your day doesn't start at 7 a.m. You know, it needs to start at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, under this new federal law, you can't do it. So there'll be a lot of big push to try to change that, I think, coming up. And I think a lot of the people at the convention will be bringing that up with Administrator Farrell.
The convention, Schaefer mentioned, goes along with the annual Midwest Truck and Trailer Show that is coming up January 31st and February 1st. Anyone interested in attending the Truck and Trailer Show can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com to get a free admission ticket. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.